British Sky Broadcasting presents B-Movie, voiced by Tacey on behalf of MCS Agency. An animated bee reclines on a crescent moon.
According to all known laws of aviation, there is no way that a bee should be able to fly. Its wings are too small to get its fat little body off the ground. The bee, of course, flies anyway, because bees don't care what humans think is impossible.
DreamWorks Animation presents, in association with Columbus 81 Productions.
Yellow, black. Ooh, black and yellow. Yeah, let's shake it up a little.
A bee applies a honey gel to his hair, a honey mouthwash, and underarm deodorant.
Barry, breakfast is ready.
Coming. Oh, hang on a second. Hello?
Barry?
Adam?
Can you believe this is happening?
Can't believe it. I'll pick you up.
He smartens his sting in a sharpener.
Looking sharp.
Barry, why don't you use the stairs? Your father paid good money for those.
Sorry, I'm excited.
Here's the graduate. We're very proud of you, son. And a perfect report card. All B's.
Very proud.
I got a thing going here.
You got some lint on your fuzz.
Ow, that's me.
Wave to us. We'll be in row 118,000.
Bye.
Barry, I told you. Stop flying in the house.
He drives his car past brightly colored houses. His friend Adam waits, reading a newspaper. The headline reads, Frisbee hits Hive. At the same time, the cast list is superimposed over the action. Barry pulls up and Adam hops in.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Barry. Is that fuzz gel?
A little. It's a special day, finally graduating.
I never thought I'd make it.
Yeah, 3 days of grade school, 3 days of high school.
Those were so awkward.
3 days of college. I'm glad I took off one day in the middle and just hitchhiked around the hive.
You did come back different.
Hi, Barry.
Hey, Artie. Growing a mustache? Looks good.
Hey, did you hear about Frankie?
Yeah.
You going to his funeral?
No, I'm not going to his funeral. Everybody knows you sting someone, you die. You don't waste it on a squirrel. He was such a hothead.
Yeah, I guess he could have just gotten out of the way.
They whiz down the roller coaster highway.
I love this, incorporating the amusement park right into our regular day.
I guess that's why they say we don't need vacations.
They park and fly to their places at their graduation ceremony.
Boy, quite a bit of pomp. Under the circumstances.
Sitting, they don hats.
Well, Adam, today we are men.
We are.
Be men.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh. Students, faculty, distinguished bees, please welcome Dean Buswell.
Welcome, new Hive City graduating class of 915. And that concludes our graduation ceremonies.
Yay!
And begins your career at Honex Industries.
Are we going to pick our job today?
I heard it's just orientation.
Huh. Whoa, heads up. Here we go.
Keep your hands and antennas inside the tram at all times. Mantenga sus manos y antenas adentro del carril en todo momento.
Their seats are transformed into trams, and they're transported into a tunnel.
I wonder what it's going to be like.
A little scary.
Welcome to Honex, a division of Honesco and a part of the Hexagon Group.
This is it.
The busy industry is in motion.
We know that you, as a bee, have worked your whole life to get to the point where you can work for your whole life. Honey begins when our valiant pollen jocks bring the nectar to the hive. Our top-secret formula is automatically color-corrected, scent-adjusted, and bubble-contoured into this soothing sweet syrup with its distinctive golden glow you all know as...
Honey!
Oh. A flask of honey is passed down the tram.
That girl was hot.
She's my cousin.
She is?
Yes, we're all cousins.
Right, you're right.
At Honex, we also constantly strive to improve every aspect of bee existence. These bees are stress testing a new helmet technology.
A bee is being hit by a rolled up newspaper, a pink swatter, and a shoe. He's sprayed from both sides.
Ooh. What do you think he makes?
Not enough.
And here we have our latest advancement, the Krillmint.
Wow, what does that do?
Catches that little strand of honey that hangs after you pour it. Saves us millions.
Can anyone work on the Krillmint?
Of course. Most bee jobs are small ones. But bees know that every small job, if it's done well, means a lot. But choose carefully, because you'll stay in the job that you pick for the rest of your life.
The same job for the rest of your life? I didn't know that.
What's the difference?
Huh?
And you'll be happy to know that bees as a species haven't had one day off in 27 million years.
Woo!
So you'll just work us to death?
We'll sure try.
The bees ride a river honey waterfall. They leave via a door marked tonics.
Wow! That blew my mind!
What's the difference? Adam, how could you say that? One job forever? That's an insane choice to have to make.
Well, I'm relieved. Now we only have to make one decision in life.
But Adam, how could they never have told us that?
Barry, why would you question anything? We're bees. We're the most perfectly functioning society on Earth.
Hey!
Yeah, but Adam, did you ever think that maybe things work a little too well around here?
Like what? Give me one example.
The traffic steers around them.
I don't know, but you know what I'm talking about.
Please clear the gate. Royal Nectar Force.
Wait a second, check it out. Hey, those are pollen jocks.
Wow.
The pollen jocks arrive, flying and landing in perfect formation.
I've never seen them this close.
They know what it's like to go outside the hive.
Yeah, but some of them don't come back.
A tube is fitted to their sacs, and the nectar sucked out. It travels to a huge glass container. Once full, the container is tipped onto a truck and driven away. The jocks are dusted off.
You guys did great! You're monsters, you sky freaks! I love it! I love it!
I wonder where those guys have just been.
I don't know.
Their day's not planned. Outside a hive, flying who knows where, doing who knows what.
You can't just decide one day to be a pollen jock. You have to be bred for that.
Right. Look at that. That's more pollen than you and I will ever see in a lifetime.
It's just a status symbol. I think bees make too big a deal out of it.
Perhaps. Unless you're wearing it, and the ladies see you wearing it.
Those ladies? Oh, aren't they our cousins too?
Distant, distant.
Look at these two.
Couple of hive Harrys.
Let's have some fun with them.
It must be so dangerous being a pollen jock.
Oh, yeah. One time a bear had me pinned up against a mushroom. He had one paw on my throat, and with the other, he was slapping me back and forth across the face.
Oh, my!
I never thought I'd knock him out.
And what were you doing during all of this?
Obviously, I was trying to alert the authorities.
I can autograph that if you want.
Little gusty out there today, wasn't it, comrades?
Yeah. Gusty.
You know, we're gonna hit a sunflower patch about 6 miles from here tomorrow.
6 miles, huh?
Barry.
It's a puddle jump for us, but maybe you're not up for it.
Maybe I am.
You are not.
We're going 0900 at J-Gate.
Whoa.
What do you think, Buzzy Boy? Are you bee enough?
I might be. It all depends on what 0900 means.
Later, Barry dreams, looking over the family balcony.
Had it!
Oh, Dad, you surprised me.
Have you decided what you're interested in, son?
Well, there's a lot of choices.
But you only get one.
Dad, do you ever get bored doing the same job every day?
Son, let me tell you something about stirring. You grab that stick and you just move it around and you stir it around. You get yourself into a rhythm. It's a beautiful thing.
You know, Dad, the more I think about it, maybe the honey field just isn't right for me.
And you were thinking of what? Making balloon animals? That's a bad job for a guy with a stinger.
Well, no.
Get it? Your son's not sure he wants to go into honey.
Oh, Barry, you are so funny sometimes.
I'm not trying to be funny.
You're not funny. You're going into honey. Our son, the stirrer.
You're gonna be a stirrer?
No one's listening to me.
Wait till you see the sticks I have for you.
I can say anything I want right now. I'm gonna get an ant tattoo.
Let's open some fresh honey and celebrate.
Maybe I'll pierce my thorax.
To honey.
Shave my antenna.
To honey.
Shack up with a grasshopper. Get a gold tooth. And start calling everybody dog.
I'm so proud.
The next morning, bees board the bus. The lads arrive for their job placement.
I can't believe we're starting work today.
Today's the day.
Come on, all the good jobs will be gone.
Yeah, right.
Pollen counting, stunt bee, pouring, stirrer, front desk, hair removal.
Is it still available?
Hang on. Two left, and one of them's yours. Congratulations, son. Step to the side, please.
Yeah. What'd you get? Picking the crud out?
Whoa.
That is stellar.
Wow.
Couple of newbies?
Yes, sir. Our first day. We are ready.
Well, step up and make your choice.
You want to go first?
No, you go.
Oh, my. What's available?
Restroom attendant's always open, and not for the reason you think.
Any chance of getting on to the Crowman, sir?
Sure, you're on. Oh, I'm sorry, the Crowman just closed out.
Oh!
Wax Monkey's always open. And the Crowman just opened up again.
Well, what happened?
Well, whenever a bee dies, that's an opening. See that? He's dead, dead, another dead one, deady, deadified, two more dead, dead from the neck up, dead from the neck down. But that's life.
Oh, well, this is so hard. Heating, cooling, stunt bee, pourer, stirrer, humming, inspector number 7, lint coordinator, stripe supervisor, antenna bluff polisher, mite wrangler. Barry, what do you think I should... Barry!
All right, we've got the sunflower patch in quadrant 9.
What happened to you? Where are you?
I'm going out.
Out? Out where?
Out there.
Oh, no!
I have to, before I go to work for the rest of my life.
You're gonna die! You're crazy! Hello?
Oh, another call coming
You're
in.
Crazy!
If anyone's feeling brave, there's a Korean deli on 83rd that gets their roses today.
Hey, guys.
Well, look at that.
Isn't that the kid we saw yesterday?
Hold it, son. Flight deck's restricted.
It's okay, Lou. We're going to take him up.
Yeah.
Really? Feeling lucky, are you?
Son, here, here. Oh. Just initial that. Thank you.
Oh. Okay. You got a rain advisory today, and as you all know, bees cannot fly in rain. So be careful. As always, watch your brooms, hockey sticks, dogs, birds, bears, and bats. Also, I got a couple of reports of root beer being poured on us. Murphy's in a home because of it, just babbling like a cicada.
That's awful.
And a reminder for all you rookies, bee law number 1, absolutely no talking to humans. All right, launch position.
Buzz, 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 buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz.
Black and yellow!
Hello!
Are you ready for this, Hotshot?
Yeah. Yeah, bring it on.
Wind. Check.
Antenna. Check.
Nectar pack. Check. Wing. Check.
Stinger. Check.
Scared out of my shorts. Check.
Okay, ladies. Let's move it out.
They propel her up.
Petunias, you stripe and stem suckers! All of you, drain the flower!
They leave the hive. The bees fly upwards through green foliage into the sky above New York.
Whoa! I'm out! I can't believe I'm out! So blue!
Whoa-ho-ho!
The sky is full of kites.
Feels fast and free. Box kite! Wow!
They dive down to Central Park, past trees, cyclists, and under bridges.
Whoa-ho-ho-ho!
Flowers are blooming.
Flowers.
This is Blue Leader. We have roses visual. Bring it around 30 degrees and hold.
Roses.
30 degrees, Roger. Bring it around.
They land on daisies, shoot their proboscis into the heart of roses, and extract pollen. Lilies and hyacinths are also targeted.
Stand to the side, kid. It's got a bit of a kick.
He activates a switch, which sucks the pollen out.
Oh, that is one nectar collector.
You ever see pollination up close?
No, sir.
I pick up some pollen over here, sprinkle it over here. Maybe a dash over there, pinch on that one. See that? It's a little bit of magic, ain't it?
Wow, that's amazing. Why do we do that?
That's pollen power, kid. More pollen, more flowers, more nectar, more honey for us.
Cool.
They fly past a frisbee and over water. Barry checks out his reflection. They lift above a fountain.
I'm picking up a lot of bright yellow. Could be daisies. Don't we need those?
Copy that visual.
Hold on. This flower seems to be on the move.
Say again? Are you reporting a moving flower?
Affirmative.
They dive to investigate and land by tennis balls.
This is the coolest. What is it?
I don't know, but I'm loving this color.
Ah, it smells good. Not like a flower, but I like it.
Yeah, fuzzy.
Chemically.
Careful, guys. It's a little grabby.
Oh, sweet lord of bees.
Hey, Candy Brain, get off there!
Barry's stuck to a tennis ball.
Guys!
This could be bad.
Affirmative.
Very close. Kinda hurt. Mama's little boy.
You are way out of position, rookie.
Barry served.
Oh, mess off!
Quiet!
No! You know, I don't think these are flowers.
No! Should we tell him?
I think he knows.
What is this?
Whoa!
Match point! You can just start packing up, honey, because I believe you're about to eat it!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Huh?
What?
No! Oh,
you cannot!
The balls hit far away. It bounces into the path of a car, sticks to the front grate. Barry is sucked into the car's engine by the cooling fan. He slides towards the engine's heart, beset by dust and bursts of fire. He spies the climate control area. On entering, he sees a dead, frozen bug.
Ew, gross.
Mum pushes the control. Barry is sucked into the car cabin.
There's a bee in the car! Ah!
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 I'm driving!
Hi, bee.
He's back here! He's gonna sting me!
Dad just misses a cyclist. Barry's knocked to the floor. A dog snaps at him.
Nobody move! If you don't move, he won't sting you! Freeze!
He blinked!
What are you doing?
Gran sprays, the car swerves, and Barry flies out of the roof window.
Wow. The tension level out here is unbelievable. I gotta get home. Whoa.
It's starting to rain. Massive droplets fall from the sky. Barry surges forwards.
Can't find rain.
He's hit by massive droplets.
Mayday! Mayday! Be going down!
Ken, could you close the window, please?
Hey, check out my new resume. I made it into a fold-out brochure. You see? Folds out.
Oh, no, more humans. I don't need this.
The window's closed.
Ow! What was that?
What's your point?
Maybe this time. This time! Oh, James! That is diabolical!
It's fantastic. It's got all my special skills, even my top 10 favorite movies.
What's your number one? Star Wars?
Nah, I don't go for that.
Pew, 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 pew.
Kind of stuff.
No wonder we're not supposed to talk to them. They're out of their minds.
When I walk out of a job interview, they're flabbergasted. They can't believe the things I say.
Can't really.
Oh, there's the sun. Yeah. Maybe that's a way out.
Go ahead.
I don't don't remember the sun having a big 75 on it.
Barry burns himself on a ceiling light. He falls into a green dip.
I gotta tell you, I predicted global warming. I could feel it getting hotter. First, I thought it was just me. What? Stop! Bees! Stand back. These are winter boots.
He tries to squash Barry with his shoes.
Wait! Don't kill him!
You know I'm allergic to them. This thing could kill me.
Well, why does his life have any less value than yours?
Why does his life have any less value than mine? Is that your statement?
I'm just saying all life has value. You don't know what he's capable of feeling.
My brochure.
She's caught Barry under a glass. Using the torn piece of brochure, she takes him over to the window to set him free. They gaze at each other.
There you go, little guy.
I'm not scared of them, but, you know,
it's an allergic thing.
Hey, why don't you put that on your resume brochure?
It's not funny. My whole face could puff up.
Make it one of your special skills.
You know, knocking someone out is also a special skill.
Later.
Right. Bye, Vanessa.
Vanessa, next week, yogurt night?
Yeah, sure, Ken. You know, whatever.
You can put carob chips on there.
Bye.
Supposed to be less calories or something.
Barry's still on the windowsill.
I gotta say something. She saved my life. I gotta say something.
All right, here goes.
He flies into the kitchen and lands on a tin of bumblebee tuna. He hops from one food container to another, plucking up the courage to speak.
Nah.
Barry blends in with the surroundings.
What would I say? I could really get in trouble. It's a bee law. You're not supposed to talk to a human. I can't believe I'm doing this. I've got to. Oh, I can't do it. Come on. No. Yes. No. Do it. I can't. How should I start it? You like jazz?
No, that's no good.
Here she comes. Speak, you fool. Hi. I'm sorry. Yes, I know. I'm so
sorry. You're talking.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's fine. Just, I know I'm dreaming, but I don't recall going to bed.
Well, you know, I'm sure this is very disconcerting.
Yeah. And... I mean, this is a bit of a surprise to me. I mean, you're a bee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am a bee. And, you know, I'm not supposed to be doing this, but they were all trying to kill me.
Uh-huh.
And if it wasn't for you,
oh.
I mean, I had to thank you. It's just, it's the way I was raised.
Oh!
Oh! That was a little weird.
I'm talking to a bee.
Yeah.
I'm talking to a bee.
Anyway.
And the bee is talking to me.
I just want you to know that I'm grateful, and I'm going to leave now.
Oh, wait. How did you learn to do that?
What?
That. The talking thing.
Oh, same way you did, I guess. Mama, Dada, honey, you pick it up.
That's very funny.
Yeah. Bees are funny. If we didn't laugh, we'd cry with what we have to deal with. Anyway.
Can I, get you something?
Like what?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Coffee?
Well, I don't want to put you out unless you're making anyway.
No, it takes 2 minutes.
Really?
It's just coffee.
I hate to impose.
Don't be ridiculous.
Actually, I would love a cup.
Hey, you want a little rum cake?
I really should.
Have a little rum cake.
No, I can't.
Oh, come on.
You know, I'm trying to lose a couple micrograms here.
Where? And,
well, these stripes don't help.
You look great.
I don't know if you know anything about fashion. Are you all right?
No.
She's pouring coffee on the floor.
He's making the tie in the cab as they're flying up Madison. So he finally gets there.
Uh-huh.
He runs up the steps into the church. The wedding is on.
Yeah?
And he says, "Watermelon? I thought you said Guatemalan."
Uh-huh.
"Why would I marry a watermelon?"
Oh! Is that a bee joke?
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that we do.
Yeah, different. So anyway... What are you going to do, Barry?
About work? I don't know. I want to do my part for the hive, but I can't do it the way they want.
I know how you feel.
You do?
Sure. My parents wanted me to be a lawyer or a doctor, but I wanted to be a florist.
Really?
My only interest is flowers.
Our new queen was just elected with that same campaign slogan.
Oh, huh.
Anyway, you see, if you look, see, there's my hive right there. You could see it.
Oh, you're in Sheep Meadow.
Yes, you know the turtle pond?
Yes.
I'm right off of that.
Oh, no way. I know that area. Do you know I lost a toe ring there once?
Really?
Yes.
Why do girls put rings on their toes?
Why not?
No, it's like putting a hat on your knee.
Maybe I'll try that.
You all right, ma'am?
Oh, yeah, fine. Just having two cups of coffee.
Sitting outside, they drink coffee. Barry gazes lovingly at Vanessa.
Anyway, this has been great. Thanks for the coffee.
Oh,
and...
yeah, it's no trouble.
Sorry, I couldn't finish it. If I did, I'd be up the rest of my life. Can I take a piece of this with me?
Sure. Here, have a crumb.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, well, then, I guess I'll see you around. Or not, or...
Okay, Barry.
And thank you so much again for before.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Oh, that was nothing.
Well, not nothing, but anyway...
Barry extends his hand to shake Vanessa's. The man changing the outside light bulb glances at Vanessa, apparently shaking her hand in midair. He falls off his ladder as the bulb explodes. A hurricane survival test is being carried out at the hive.
This can't possibly work.
Well, he's all set to go. We may as well try it.
Okay, Dave, pull the chute!
Sounds amazing.
Oh, it was amazing. It was the scariest, happiest moment of my life.
Humans? Humans? I can't believe you were with humans. Giant, scary humans. What were they like?
Huge and crazy. They talk crazy. They eat crazy, giant things. They drive around real crazy.
And do they try and kill you, like on TV?
Some of them, but some of them don't.
How'd you get back?
Poodle.
Look, you did it, and I'm glad. You saw whatever you wanted to see out there. You had your experience, and now you're back. You can pick out your job, and everything can be normal.
Well?
Well? Well?
Well, I met someone.
You met someone? Was she bee-ish? Well, not a wasp. Your parents will kill you.
No, not a wasp.
Spider?
You know, I'm not attracted to the spiders. I know it. Everyone else is like the hottest thing with the eight legs and all. I can't get by that face.
So, who is she?
She's, human.
Oh, no. That didn't happen. You didn't do that. That's a bee law. You wouldn't break a bee law.
Her name's Vanessa.
Oh, boy.
She's so nice. And she's a florist.
Oh, no. You're dating a human florist.
Well, we're not dating.
You're flying outside the hive. You're talking to human beings that attack our homes with power washers and M80s. That's 1/8 of a stick of dynamite.
She saved my life. And she understands me.
This is over.
Eat this.
This is not over. What was that?
They call it a crumb.
That was so stinging stripey.
And that's not even what they eat. That just falls off what they eat. Do you know what a Cinnabon is?
No.
It's bread.
Come here.
And cinnamon.
Be quiet.
And frosting. They heat it up.
Sit down.
Really hot.
Listen to me. We are not them. We're us. There's us. And there's them.
Yes, but who can deny the heart that is yearning?
There's no yearning. Stop yearning. Listen to me. You have got to start thinking bee, my friend. Thinking bee.
Thinking bee.
Thinking bee.
Thinking bee. Thinking bee. Thinking bee. Thinking bee.
Barry's on a lilo.
There he is. He's in the pool.
You know what your problem is, Barry?
I gotta start thinking, Bee.
Barry, how much longer is this going to go on? It's been 3 days. I don't understand why you're not working.
Well, I've got a lot of big life decisions I'm thinking about.
What life? You have no life. You have no job. You're barely a bee.
Ugh. Would it kill you to just make a little honey?
Barry, come out from under there. Your father's talking to you. Martin, would you talk to him?
Barry dives into a honey pool. He sees a vision of Vanessa. They are enjoying a picnic in the park. Barry has his own tiny basket and acorn drink. Vanessa a glass of wine. You are my candy girl. A mosquito lands on Vanessa's thigh. She swats it. They start, then laugh.
You coming?
Got everything?
All set.
You go ahead, I'll catch up.
Don't be too long.
Vanessa gets into a small bee-shaped plane and takes off. Barry follows, flying beside her across a small lake. I just can't believe the wonder of
this feeling. I just can't believe. What's this?
Vanessa zooms higher and creates a love heart with red smoke. and immediately crashes into rocks.
Vanessa!
We are still here, Barry.
I told you not to yell at him. He doesn't respond when you yell at him.
Then why are you yelling at me?
Because you don't listen.
I'm not listening to this.
Sorry, Mom, I've got to go.
Where are you going?
Nowhere. I'm meeting a friend.
A girl? Is this why you can't decide?
Bye.
I just hope she's B-ish.
Barry visits Vanessa's shop.
So they have a huge parade of just flowers every year in Pasadena?
Oh, to be in the Tournament of Roses, that's every florist's dream. Up on a float, surrounded by flowers, crowds cheering.
Wow, a tournament. Do the roses actually compete in athletic events?
No. All right, I've got one. How come you don't fly everywhere?
It's exhausting. Why don't you run everywhere? Isn't that faster?
Yeah, okay, I see. All right, your turn.
TiVo. You can just freeze live TV? That's insane.
What, you don't have anything like that?
We have HIVO, but it's a disease. It's a horrible, horrible disease.
Oh, my.
Ugh, dumb bees!
You must just want to sting all those jerks.
We really try not to sting. It's usually fatal for us.
So you really have to watch your temper.
Oh, yeah, very carefully. You kick a wall, take a walk, write an angry letter and throw it out. You work through it like any emotion. Anger, jealousy, lust.
Oh my goodness! Are you okay?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
It's a bug.
Well, he's not bothering anybody. Get out of here, you creep!
What was that? A pick and save circular?
Yeah, it was. How did you know?
Felt like about 10 pages. 75 is pretty much our limit.
Boy, you've really got that down to a science.
Oh, we have to. I lost a cousin to Italian Vogue.
I'll bet.
What in the name of mighty Hercules is this? How did this get here? Cute bee. Golden Blossom. Ray Liotta Private Select.
Is he that actor?
I never heard of him. Why is this here?
For people. We eat it.
Why? You don't have enough food of your own?
Well, yes.
How do you even get it?
Well, bees make it.
I know who makes it. And it's hard to make it. There's heating and cooling and stirring. You need a whole crowning thing.
It's organic.
It's organic.
It's just honeyberry.
Just what? Bees don't know about this. This is stealing. A lot of stealing. You've taken our homes, our schools, our hospitals. This is all we have. And it's on sale? I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to get to the bottom of all of this.
Barry camouflages himself and visits a warehouse.
Hey, Hector. You almost done?
Almost. He is here. I sense it.
Hector unsheathes a Stanley knife.
Well, I guess I'll go home now and just leave this nice honey out with no one around.
You're busted, Buck boy.
Ah-ha! I knew I heard something, so you can talk.
Oh, I can talk. And now you're going to start talking. Where are you getting all the sweet stuff? Huh? Who's your supplier?
I don't know what you're talking about. I thought we were all friends. The last thing we want to do is upset any of you.
Bees! You're too late. It's ours now.
You, sir, have crossed the wrong sword.
You, sir, are about to be launched from my iguana. Ignacio.
Where is the honey coming from? Tell me where.
Honey farms. It comes from honey farms.
Barry races after a departing truck. The exhaust fumes throw him around as he pursues it into the flow of traffic. Barry only just avoids being crushed by a bus. He dodges in and out of the moving vehicles. His distorted reflection in a wing mirror startles him.
No! Crazy person!
Barry flies after a cyclist and grabs onto the toggle hanging from his rucksack. The cyclist approaches the honey truck. Barry uses the string weaved across the back of the rucksack as a catapult and launches himself onto the honey truck's windscreen. A variety of bugs are stuck to the glass.
Oh my, what horrible thing has happened here? Look at these faces! They never knew what hit them! And now they're on the road to nowhere!
Just keep still!
What? You're not dead?
Do I look dead? Hey, man, they will wipe anything that moves. Now, where you headed?
To Honey Farms. I am onto something huge here.
I'm going to Alaska. Moose blood. Crazy stuff. Blows your head off. I'm going to Tacoma.
What about you?
He really is dead.
All right.
Uh-oh.
What is that?
Oh, no! It's a wiper! Triple blade!
Triple blade?
Jump on! It's your only chance, B! Why does everything have to be so doggone clean? How much do you people need to see? Open your eyes! Stick your head out the window!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle.
But don't kill no more bugs!
The washer is activated. Barry's knocked off. He clings to the radio aerial. A shield beetle slams into it.
You hear something?
Like what?
Like tiny screaming.
Turn off the radio.
The aerial begins to retract. Barry and the beetle battle for a grip. As it rams home, Barry is flung up into the horn of a truck.
Hey, what's up, B-boy?
Hey, Blood. And it was just an endless row of honey jars as far as the eye could see.
Wow.
So I'm just assuming wherever this honey truck goes, that's where they're getting it. I mean, that honey's ours.
Bees hang tight.
Well, we're all jammed in there. It's a close community.
Not us, man. We on our own. Every mosquito on his own.
Well, what if you get in trouble?
Trouble? You a mosquito. You in trouble. Nobody likes you. It's all smacking. People see a mosquito, smack, smack.
At least you're out in the world. You must meet a lot of girls.
Mosquito girls try to trade up. Get with a moth, dragonfly. Mosquito girl don't want no mosquito. Whoa! You got to be kidding me! Moose Blood's about to leave the building. So long, B. Hey, guys. Why do I catch y'all down here? Did you bring your crazy straw?
Moose Blood flies over to a Blood mobile truck. Barry has arrived at the honey farm.
Throw it in some jars, slap a label on it, it's pretty much pure profit.
What is this place?
A bee's got a brain the size of a pinhead.
They are pinheads.
Pinhead.
Hey, check out the new smoker.
Oh, sweet. That's the one you want.
The Thomas 3000.
Smoker?
90 puffs a minute, semi-automatic. Twice the nicotine, all the tar. Couple breaths of this, knocks them right out. They make the honey, and we make the money.
They make the honey, and we make the money?
Barry rides on a beekeeper's protective hat. The keeper pulls up one side of the hive and puffs smoke into the layers. The bees collapse.
Oh, my.
Barry flies to them.
What's going on? Are you okay?
Yeah, it doesn't last too long.
How did all these bees get here? Do you know you're in a fake hive with fake walls?
Our queen was moved here. We had no choice.
This is your queen? That's a man in woman's clothes. That's a drag queen.
The walls of the apartment are removed, letting in light.
What is this?
Barry flies out of the hive into the sky. He gazes down at hundreds of hives.
Oh, no, there's hundreds of them.
Barry takes photographs.
Bee honey, our honey, is being brazenly stolen on a massive scale. This is worse than anything the bears have done to us, and I intend to do something about it.
Oh, Barry, stop.
Who told you that humans are taking our honey? That's just a rumor.
Do these look like rumors?
That's a conspiracy theory. These are obviously doctored photos.
Ugh. Barry, how did you get mixed up in all this?
Because he's been talking to humans.
What?
Talking to humans?
He has a human girlfriend.
Oh, Barry.
And they make out!
Make out? Barry!
We do not.
You wish you could.
Whose side are you on?
The bees.
I dated a cricket once in San Antonio. Man, those crazy legs kept me up all night. At Chihuahua.
Barry, this is what you want to do with your life?
This is what I want to do for all our lives. Nobody works harder than bees. Dad, I remember you coming home some night so overworked, your hands were still stirring. You couldn't stop them.
I remember that.
What right do they have to our hard-earned honey? We're living on 2 cups a year. They're putting it in lip balm for no reason whatsoever.
Even if it's true, Barry, what could one bee do?
I'm going to sting them where it really hurts.
In the face.
No.
In the eye. That would really hurt.
No.
Up the nose. That's a killer.
There's only one place you can sting the humans. One place where it really matters.
Hive at 5. The Hive's only full-hour action news source.
A duck's on fire. Protesters demand no more bee beards. A bear destroys a hive.
With Bob Bumble at the anchor desk. Weather with Storm Stinger. Sports with Buzz Larvey. And Jeanette Chung. Good evening. I'm Bob Bumble.
And I'm Jeanette Chung.
Our top story, a tri-county bee, Barry Benson, is saying he intends to sue the human race for stealing our honey, packaging it, and profiting from it illegally.
Don't forget, tomorrow night on Be Larry King, we're going to have 3 former queens all right here in our studio discussing their new book, Classy Ladies, out this week on Hexagon. Tonight we're talking to Barry Benson. Did you ever think, I'm just a kid from the Hive, I can't do this?
Larry, bees have never been afraid to change the world. I mean, what about Bee Columbus? Bee Gandhi? Bejesus?
Oh, where I'm from, you wouldn't think of suing humans. We were thinking more like stickball, candy stores.
How old are you?
Well, I want you to know that the entire bee community is supporting you in this case, which is certain to be the trial of the bee century.
Thank you, Larry. You know, they have a Larry King in the human world, too.
It's a common name. Next week on Be Larry King...
No, I mean, he looks like you, and he has a show with suspenders and different colored dots behind him.
Next week on Be Larry King...
An old guy glasses, and there's quotes along the bottom from the guest you're watching, even though you just heard him.
Bear Week next week. They're scary, they're hairy, and they're here live.
Always leans forward, pointy shoulders, squinty eyes, very Jewish.
Vanessa's flowers.
Look, in tennis, you attack at the point of weakness.
But it was my grandmother, Ken. She's 81.
Honey, her backhand's a joke. I'm not going to take advantage of that.
Quiet, please. Actual work going on here.
Is that same bee?
Yes, it is.
I'm helping him sue the human race.
What?
Oh, hello.
Hello, bee.
This is Ken.
Yeah, I remember you. Timberland, size 10 and a half. Vibram sole, I believe.
Why does he talk again?
Listen, you better go, because we're really busy working.
But it's our yogurt night.
Oh, bye-bye. Oh.
Why is yogurt night so difficult?
Oh, you poor thing. You two have been at this for hours.
Yes, and Adam here has been a huge help.
He's been eating cake.
How many sugars?
Just one. I try not to use the competition. Ooh. So why are you helping me, anyway?
Bees have good qualities.
Sí, certo.
And it feels good to take my mind off the shop. I don't know why, but instead of flowers, people are given balloon bouquets now.
Yeah, those are great. If you're 3.
And artificial flowers.
Oh, those just get me psychotic!
Yeah, me too.
The bent stingers, the pointless pollination.
Oh, bees must hate those fake plastic things.
There's nothing worse than a daffodil that's had work done.
Well, maybe this could make up for it a little bit. You know, Barry, this lawsuit's a pretty big deal.
I guess.
Are you sure that you want to go through with it?
Am I sure? When I'm done with the humans, they won't be able to say, honey, I'm home, without paying a royalty.
Vanessa posts a package.
Sarah, it's an incredible scene here in downtown Manhattan, where all eyes and ears of the world are anxiously waiting, because for the first time in history, we're going to hear for ourselves if a honeybee can actually speak.
A bird's eye view of a courtroom.
Gotten into here, Barry?
I don't know, but it's pretty big, isn't it?
Can't believe how many humans don't have to be at work during the day.
Hey, you think these billion-dollar multinational food companies have good lawyers?
Folks, everybody needs to stay back behind the barricade.
An impressive car pulls up. A man steps out and squishes a bug underfoot.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I just gotta chill.
Well, if it isn't the bee team. Any of you boys work on this?
A honey bar.
All rise. The Honorable Judge Bumbleton presiding.
All right. Case number 4475. Superior Court of New York, Barry B. Benson versus the honey industry is now in session. Mr. Montgomery, you're representing the 5 major food companies collectively.
A privilege.
Mr. Benson, you're representing all bees of the world?
The humans lean forwards expectantly.
I'm kidding. Yes, Your Honor, we're ready to proceed.
And Mr. Montgomery, your opening statement, please.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, my grandmother was a simple woman. Born on a farm, she believed it was man's divine right to benefit from the bounty of nature God put before us. If we were to live in the topsy-turvy world Mr. Benson imagines, just think of what it would mean. Maybe I would have to negotiate with the silkworm for the elastic in my britches. Talking bee. How do we know this isn't some sort of holographic motion picture capture Hollywood wizardry? They could be using laser beams, robotics, ventriloquism, cloning. For all we know, he could be on steroids.
The jurors nod.
Mr. Benson.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, there's no trickery here. I'm just an ordinary bee. And as a bee, honey's pretty important to me. It's important to all bees. We invented it. We make it. And we protect it with our lives. Unfortunately, there are some people in this room who think they can take whatever they want from us because we're the little guys. And what I'm hoping is that after this is all over, you'll see how by taking our honey, you're not only taking away everything we have, but everything we are.
Vanessa claps.
Oh, I wish he would dress like that all the time. So nice.
Call your first witness.
So, Mr. Klaus Vanderhaden of Honey Farms. Pretty big company you have there.
I suppose so.
And I see you also own Honeybird and Hunron!
Yes, they provide beekeepers for our farms.
Beekeeper? I find that to be a very disturbing term, I have to say. I don't imagine you employ any bee freers, do you?
No.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
No.
No. Because you don't free bees. You keep bees. And not only that, it seems you thought a bear would be an appropriate image for a jar of honey.
Well, they're very lovable creatures. Yogi Bear, Fozzie Bear, Build-A-Bear?
Yeah, you mean like this?
An angry bear enters.
Bears kill bees! How's it like his big hairy head crashing through your living room, biting into your couch, spitting out your throw pillows? Rawr! Rawr! Okay, that's enough. Take him away.
The prosecution scowls.
So, Mr. Sting, thank you for being here. Your name intrigues me, I have to say. Where have I heard it before?
I was with a band called The Police.
But you've never been a police officer of any kind, have you?
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't. And so here we have yet another example of bee culture being casually stolen by a human for nothing more than a prance-about stage name.
Oh, please.
Have you ever been stung, Mr. Sting? Because I'm feeling a little stung, Sting. Or should I say, Mr. Gordon M. Sumner?
Not his real name, you idiot!
Mr. Leota, first may I offer my belated congratulations on your Emmy win for a guest spot on ER in 2005.
Thank you.
I also see from your resume that you're devilishly handsome, but with a churning inner turmoil that's always ready to blow.
I enjoy what I do. Is that a crime?
Not yet it isn't, but is this what it's come to for you, Mr. Leota? Exploiting tiny, helpless bees so you don't have to rehearse your part and learn your lines, sir?
Watch it, Benson. I could blow right now.
This isn't a good fella. This is a bad fella.
Why doesn't someone just step on this little creep and we can all go home?
Order. Order in this
group. You're all thinking it.
Order, I said.
Stay here.
Please sit down.
Headlines include bees to humans, buzz off.
Well, I just think it was awfully nice of that bear to pitch in like that.
I'm telling you, I think the jury's on our side.
Are we doing everything right, you know, legally?
I'm a florist.
Right. Well, here's to a great team.
To a great team!
Well, hello.
Oh, Ken!
Hello!
I didn't think you were coming.
No, I was just late. I tried to call, but the battery.
I didn't want all this to go to waste, so I called Barry. Luckily, he was free.
Yeah.
Oh, that was lucky.
Well, there's still a little left. I could heat it up.
Yeah, heat it up, sure. Whatever.
Barry cuts his food.
So, I hear you're quite a tennis player. I'm not much for the game myself. I find the ball a little grabby.
That's where I usually sit. Right there.
Ken, Barry was looking at your resume, and he agreed with me that eating with chopsticks isn't really a special skill.
You think I don't see what you're doing?
Hey, look, I know how hard it is trying to find the right job. We certainly have that in common.
Do we?
Well, bees have 100% employment, of course, but we do jobs like taking the crud out.
That's just what I was thinking about doing.
Ken, I let Barry borrow your razor for his buzz. I hope that was all right.
Oh!
Ken bangs his head.
I'm gonna go drain the old stinger.
Yeah, you do that.
Barry buzzes circles around Ken before going to the bathroom.
Oh! Oh!
Ken loses his temper and follows Barry.
You know, I've just about had it with your little mind games.
What's that?
Italian Vogue.
Mamma mia, that's a lot of pages.
It's a lot of ads.
Remember what Van said? Why is your life any more valuable than mine?
That's funny, I just can't seem to recall that!
Ken takes a swipe at Barry, misses, and falls into the shower, pulling the curtain and rail on his head.
Water bug, not taking sides!
Ken picks up the shower.
Ken, look at me, I'm wearing a chapstick hat! This is pathetic!
I've got issues!
Ken uses the turbo power to push Barry into the toilet.
Well, well, well. A royal flush!
You're bluffing.
Am I?
Barry scrabbles for the rim of the toilet and pulls in an emery board, which he uses as a surfboard.
Yeah! Surf's up, dude!
Oh, poo water!
Barry splashes Ken.
Woo! That bowl is gnarly!
Except for those dirty yellow rings!
Get it! What are you doing?
You know what? I don't even like honey! I don't eat it!
We need to talk! He's just a little bee! And he happens to be the nicest bee I've met in a long time.
Long time? What are you talking about? Are there other bugs in your life?
No, but there are other things bugging me in life, and you're one of them.
Fine. Talking bees, no yogurt night. My nerves are fried from riding on this emotional roller coaster.
Goodbye, Ken.
Oh! Ugh. And for your information, I prefer sugar-free, artificial sweeteners made by man!
I'm sorry about all that.
I know it's got an aftertaste! I like it!
I always felt there was some kind of barrier between Ken and me. I couldn't overcome it. Oh, well.
Are you gonna be okay for the trial tomorrow?
Oh, I believe Mr. Montgomery is about out of ideas.
We would like to call Mr. Barry Benson B to the stand.
Now that's a good idea. You can really see why he's considered one of the very best lawyers.
Yeah.
A jurist dressed as a bee.
Leighton, you've got to weave some magic with this jury or it's going to be all over.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Gamble. The only thing I have to do to turn this jury around is to remind them of what they don't like about bees. You got the tweezers?
Are you allergic?
Only to losing, son. Only to losing.
Mr. Benson B, I'll ask you what I think we'd all like to know. What exactly is your relationship to that woman?
We're friends.
Good friends?
Yes.
How good do you live together?
Wait a minute. This isn't
Are
about...
Are you her little bed bug?
Hey, that's not the kind
I've
of...
seen a bee documentary or two. Now, from what I understand, doesn't your queen give birth to all the bee children in the hives?
Yeah, but...
So those aren't even your real parents.
Oh, Barry. Yes, they are.
Hold me back.
You are an illegitimate bee, aren't you, Benson?
He's denouncing bees.
And don't y'all nature cousins?
Objection.
I'm gonna pincushion this guy.
Adam launches his sting at Layton's bottom.
Adam, don't! It's what he wants!
Oh, I'm hit! Oh, Lordy, I'm hit!
Order! Ooh. Order!
The venom is coursing through my veins!
Mr. Montgomery!
I have been failed by a winged beast of destruction! You see? You can't treat them like equals! They're striped savages! Stinging's the only thing they know! It's their way!
Adam, stay with me.
I can't feel my legs.
Oh, an angel of mercy will come forward to suck the poison from my heaving buttocks.
Please, I will have order in my court. Order, order, please.
Adam's in hospital.
The case of the honeybees versus the human race took a pointed turn the bees yesterday when one of their legal teams stung Leighton T. Montgomery. Now here's Don with a bomb.
There is a honey drip in Adam's arm. Barry flies over to him, carrying a daisy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Is there much pain?
Yeah. I blew the whole case, didn't I?
Oh, it doesn't matter. The important thing is you're alive. You could have died.
I'd be better off dead. Look at me. They got it from the cafeteria. They got it from downstairs in a tuna sandwich. Look, there's a little celery still on it.
What was it like to sting someone?
I can't explain it. It was all adrenaline and then ecstasy.
All right.
You think it was all a trap?
Of course. I'm sorry. I flew us right into this. What were we thinking? Look at us. We're just a couple of bugs in this world.
What do you think the humans will do to us if they win?
I don't know.
I hear they put the roaches in motels. That doesn't sound so bad.
Adam, they check in, but they don't check out.
Oh, my. Say, could you get a nurse to close that window?
Why?
The smoke. Bees don't smoke.
Right. Bees don't smoke. Bees don't smoke. But some bees are smoking. Adam, that's it. That's our case.
It is? It's not over?
No, get up. Get dressed. I've got to go somewhere. You get back to the court and stall. Stall any way you can.
Adam makes a paper boat.
And assuming you've done step 29 correctly, you're ready for the tub.
Mr. Flamen.
Yes. Yes, yes, Your Honor.
Where is the rest of your team?
Well, Your Honor, it's interesting. You know, bees are trained to fly kind of haphazardly, and as a result, quite often we don't make very good time. I actually once heard a pretty funny story about a bee.
Your Honor, haven't these ridiculous bugs taken up enough of this court's valuable time? How much longer are we going to allow these absurd shenanigans to go on? They have presented no compelling evidence to support their charges against my clients who all run perfectly legitimate businesses. I move for a complete dismissal of this entire case.
Mr. Flamen, I'm afraid I'm going to have to consider Mr. Montgomery's motion.
But you can't. We have a terrific case.
Where's your proof? Where's the evidence? Show me the smoking gun!
Hold it, Your Honor! You want a smoking gun? Here is your smoking gun!
Vanessa gives it to the judge.
What is that?
It's a bee smoker.
What, this? This harmless little contraption? It couldn't hurt a fly, let alone a bee.
He directs the smoke at the bees. They collapse.
Oh.
Members of the jury, look at what has happened to bees who have never been asked, smoking or non. Is this what nature intended for us? To be forcibly addicted to these smoke machines in man-made wooden slat work camps? Living out our lives as honey slaves to the white man?
What are we gonna do?
He's playing the species card.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, free these bees!
The court finds in favor of the bees.
Vanessa, we won!
Yay! I knew you could do it. High five! Oh, sorry.
I'm okay. Vanessa, do you know what this means? All the honey is finally going to belong to the bees. Now we won't have to work so hard all the time.
This is an unholy perversion of the balance of nature, Benson. You'll regret this.
Barry, how much honey do you think is out there?
All right. One at a time.
Barry, who are you wearing?
My sweater's Ralph Lauren, and I have no pants.
What if Montgomery's right?
What do you mean?
Well, we've been living the bee way a long time. 27 million years.
Congratulations on your victory. What are you going to demand as a settlement?
First, we're going to demand a complete shutdown of all bee work camps. Then we want to get back all the honey that was ours to begin with. Every last drop.
we demand an end to the glorification of the bear as anything more than a filthy, smelly, big-headed, bad breath stink machine. I believe we're all aware of what they do in the woods. Wait for my signal.
Winnie the Pooh is targeted.
Take him out.
We'll have a little nausea for a few hours, then it'll be fine.
And we will no longer tolerate derogatory B-negative nicknames.
But it's just a prance about stage name.
Unnecessary inclusion of honey and bogus health products. And la-di-da human tea time snack garnishments.
Can't breathe!
Bring it in, boys!
Honey's returned to the hives.
Over right there!
Mr. Buswell, we just passed 3 cups, and this gallon's more coming. I think we need to shut down.
Shut down? We'd never shut down.
Shut down, honey production. Stop making honey. Turn your key, sir.
What do we do now?
Cannonball!
The workers stream out.
We're shutting down honey production!
Mission abort! Boarding pollination and nectar detail. Returning to base.
Barry and the rest of the bee community smooth on honey oil and lie back. The hive industry has ceased. Outside, the flowers wither and die unpollinated. At the sound of a ping, the bees all turn over onto their tummies. The seasons pass in sped-up time-lapse images. The foliage of all the plants is dull. Vanessa writes a sign on the door of her florist shop and turns a disappointed customer away. Barry runs up the stairs of Honix to visit Adam's office.
Adam, you wouldn't believe how much honey was out there.
Oh, yeah?
What's going on around here? Where is everybody? Are they out celebrating?
No, they're just home. They don't know what to do. They're laying out. They're sleeping in. I heard your Uncle Carl was on his way to San Antonio with a cricket.
At least we got our honey back.
Yeah, but sometimes I think, so what if the humans liked our honey? Who wouldn't? It's the greatest thing in the world. I was excited to be a part of making it. This was my new desk. This was my new job. I wanted to do it really well, and now I can't.
I don't understand why they're not happy. We have so much now. I thought their lives would be better. They're doing nothing. It's amazing. Honey really changes people.
You don't have any idea what's going on, do you?
What did you want to show me?
This.
Her flowers are dead.
What happened here?
That is not the half of it.
The park is dying.
Oh, no. Oh, my. They're all wilting.
Doesn't look very good, does it?
No.
And whose fault do you think that is?
You know, I'm gonna guess bees.
Bees?
Specifically me. I guess I didn't think that bees not needing to make honey would affect all these other things.
It's not just flowers, fruits, vegetables. They all need bees.
Well, that's our whole SAT test right there.
So, you take away the produce, that affects the entire animal kingdom, and then, of course...
The human species? Oh. So if there's no more pollination, it could all just go south here, couldn't it?
And I know this is also partly my fault.
How about a suicide pact?
How would we do it?
I'll sting you, you step on me.
That just kills you twice.
Right.
Listen, Barry. Sorry, but I gotta get going.
And to open my mouth and talk. Vanessa? Vanessa, why are you leaving? Where are you going?
to the final Tournament of Roses parade in Pasadena. They've moved it up to this weekend because all the flowers are dying. It's the last chance I'll ever have to see it.
Vanessa, I just want to say I'm sorry. I never meant it to turn out like this.
I know. Me neither.
Tournament of Roses. Roses can't do sports. Wait a minute. Roses? Roses? Roses! Vanessa! Roses?
Barry?
Roses are flowers!
Yes, they are!
Flowers! Bees! Pollen!
I know! That's why this is the last parade!
Maybe not! Could you ask him to slow down?
Could you slow down?
Ow! Ow! Oh!
Barry!
Okay. I made a huge mistake, this is a total disaster, and it's all my fault.
Yes, it kind of is.
I've ruined the planet, and I wanted to help you with your flower shop. Instead, I've made it worse.
Actually, it's completely closed down.
Oh, I thought maybe you were remodeling. Nonetheless, I have another idea, and it's greater than all my previous great ideas combined.
I don't want to hear it.
Oh! All right, here's what I'm thinking. They have the roses have the pollen. I know every bee, plant, and flower bud in this park. All we gotta do is get what they've got back here with what we've got.
Bees.
Park.
Pollen.
Flowers.
We pollination.
Across the nation! All right, Tournament of Roses, Pasadena, California. They got nothing but flowers, floats, and cotton candy. Security will be tight.
I have an idea. Vanessa Bloom, FTD. Official floral business. Oh, it's real.
Sorry, ma'am. That's a nice brooch, by the way.
Thank you. It was a gift.
Then once we're inside, we just pick the right float.
How about the princess and the pea?
Yeah.
I could be the princess and you
yes,
could be
I think
the pea.
I've got it. Sorry, I'm late. Where should I sit?
Where are you?
I believe I'm the pea.
The pea? It's supposed to be under the mattresses.
Not in this fairy tale, sweetheart.
I'm going to go talk to the marshal.
You do that. This whole parade is a fiasco. Let's see what this baby will do. Hey, what are you doing? Then all we do is blend in with traffic. Without arousing suspicion. And once we're at the airport, there's no stopping us.
Stop, security. Did you and your insect pack your own float?
Yes.
Has the float been in your possession the entire time?
Yes.
Would you remove your shoes and everything in your pockets? Can you remove your stinger, sir?
That's part of me.
I know. Just having some fun. Enjoy your flight.
They take their flight to JFK.
Then, if we're lucky, we'll have just enough pollen to do the job. Can you believe how lucky we are? We have just enough pollen to do the job. I think this is gonna work, Vanessa.
It's got to work.
Attention, passengers. This is Captain Scott. I'm afraid we have a bit of bad weather in the New York area, and
looks like we're gonna be experiencing a couple of hours' delay.
Barry, these are cut flowers with no water. They'll never make it.
I gotta get up there and talk to these guys.
Be careful.
Hey, can I get some help with this Sky Mall magazine? I'd like to order the talking inflatable ear and nose hair trimmer.
Barry enters the cockpit.
Excuse me, Captain, I'm in a real situation here.
What'd you say, Hal?
I didn't say anything.
Ah! Me!
Oh, no, don't freak out! There's a chance! My entire space is...
The co-pilot tries to mini-vacuum Barry up. It pulls off the pilot's toupee.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute! I'm an attorney!
Who's an attorney?
Don't move.
The co-pilot knocks the pilot out with a handheld vacuum.
Oh, Barry.
Good afternoon, passengers. Your captain speaking. Would a Miss Vanessa Bloom in 24B please report to the cockpit? And please hurry!
What happened here?
I tried to talk to them, but then there was a dustbuster, a toupee, a life raft exploded. Now one's bald, one's in a boat, and they're both unconscious.
Is that another bee joke?
No! No one's flying the plane!
This is JFK Control Tower, Flight 356. What's your status?
This is Vanessa Bloom. I'm a florist from New York.
Where's the pilot?
He's unconscious, and so is the co-pilot.
Not good.
Is there anyone on board who has flight experience?
As a matter of fact, there is.
Who's that?
Barry Benson.
From the honey trial?
Oh, great.
Vanessa, this is nothing more than a big metal bee. It's got giant wings, huge engines.
I can't fly a plane.
Why not? Isn't John Travolta a pilot?
Yes.
How hard could it be?
Wait a minute, Barry. We're headed into some lightning.
Back at the hive.
This is Bob Bumble. We have some late-breaking news from JFK Airport, where a very suspenseful scene is developing. Barry Benson, fresh off his stunning legal victory, is now attempting to land a plane loaded with people, flowers, and an incapacitated flight crew.
Flowers?
Well, we have an electrical storm in the area and two individuals at the controls of a jumbo jet with absolutely no flight experience.
Just a minute, Mr. Ditchwater. There's a honeybee on that plane.
Oh, I'm quite familiar with Mr. Benson's work and his no-account compadres. Haven't they done enough damage already?
But isn't he your only hope right now?
Come on, technically a bee shouldn't be able to fly at all.
The wings are too small, their bodies are too big.
Hey, hold on a second. Haven't we heard this a million times?
The surface area, the wings, and the body mass doesn't make sense.
Get this on the air.
You got it.
We're going live!
Yeah.
The way we work may be a mystery to you, because making honey takes a lot of bees, doing a lot of small jobs. But let me tell you something about a small job. If you do it really well, it makes a big difference. More than we realized. To us, to everyone.
That's why I want to get bees back to doing what we do best. Working together. That's the bee way. We're not made of jello. We get behind a fellow. Black and yellow.
The plane flies through the clouds.
Left, right, down, hover.
Hover?
Forget hover.
You know what? This isn't so hard. Beep, 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 beep. Barry, what happened?
Wait a minute. I think we were on autopilot that whole time.
That may have been helping me.
And now we're not.
Well, it turns out I cannot fly a plane.
Back at the hive.
All of you,
let's get behind us, Fuller. Move it out!
All bees fly to the rescue.
Our only chance is if I do what I would do, and you copy me with the wings of the plane!
You don't have to yell!
I'm not yelling! We happen to be in a lot of trouble here!
It's very hard to concentrate with that panicky tone in your voice!
It's not a tone! I'm panicking!
The bees arrive at the airport. They fly formation towards the plane.
Vanessa, pull yourself together. Listen to me. You have got to snap out of it.
You 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 snap out of it.
The bees fly under the plane and lift it up.
Why? Come on, it's my turn.
How's the plane flying?
I don't know. Hello?
Hey, Benson, have you got any flowers for a happy occasion in there?
The pollen jocks!
They do get behind a fellow.
Black and yellow.
Hello. All right, you two, what do you say we drop this tin can on the blacktop?
What blacktop? Where? I can't see anything, can you?
No, nothing. It's all cloudy.
Come on, you gotta think bee, Barry.
Thinking bee!
Thinking bee!
Thinking bee!
Wait a minute. I think I'm feeling something.
What?
I don't know, but it's strong and it's pulling me. Like a 27 million year old instinct. Bring the nose of the plane down.
The bees have created a flashing flower.
What in the world is on the tarmac?
Get some lights on that!
Vanessa, aim for the flower.
Okay.
Cut the engine.
Cut the engine?
We're going in on bee power. Ready, boys?
Affirmative!
Good, good. Easy now. That's it. Land on that flower! Ready, boys? All reverse! Spin it around! Not that flower, the other flower!
Which flower?
That flower!
I'm aiming at the flower!
That's a fat guy in a flowered shirt! I mean the giant black and yellow pulsating flower made of millions of bees! Pull forward, nose down, bring your tail up. Rotate around it.
Oh, this is insane, Barry.
This is the only way I know how to fly.
Am I cuckoo cachoo, or is this plane flying in an insect-like pattern?
Get your nose in there. Don't be afraid of it. Smell it. Full reverse. Easy, just drop it. Be a part of it. Aim for the center. Now drop it in. Drop it in, woman.
The flowers drop from the hold. The passengers wait impatiently.
Come on already!
Barry, we did it! You taught me how to fly!
Yes! No, high five!
Right.
Barry, it worked! Did you see the giant flower?
What giant flower? Where? Of course I saw the flower! That was genius, man! Genius!
Thank you.
But we're not done yet.
Barry flies to the top of the plane.
Listen, everyone! This runway is covered with the last pollen from the last flowers available anywhere on Earth! That means this is our last chance! We're the only ones who make honey, pollinate flowers, and dress like this! If we're gonna survive as a species, this is our moment! So what do you all say? Are we gonna be bees? Or just Museum of Natural History keychains?
We're bees!
Keychain!
Then follow me! Accept keychain!
Hold on, Barry. Here, you've earned this.
His own flight jacket and pollen retriever.
Yeah!
I'm a pollen jock, and it's a perfect fit. All I gotta do are the sleeves. Oh, yeah.
That's our Barry.
The jocks fly.
Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo.
The bees fly to the city and release their pollen.
Little darling, the smile's returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
The bees pollinate the park. It comes to life in glorious color.
Sun, 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 here it comes.
Anybody needs to make a call, now's the time. I got a feeling we'll be working late tonight.
The Hive Honey Factory is back in action.
Little darling, I feel that ice is so.
Great afternoon. Can I help? Who's next? Who's next?
Right.
Would you like some honey with that?
Sure.
It is bee approved.
Oh, don't forget these.
Milk, cream, cheese. It's all me. And I don't see a nickel. Sometimes I just feel like a piece of meat.
I had no idea.
Barry, I'm sorry. Have you got a moment?
Would you excuse me? My mosquito associate here will be able to help you.
Sorry I'm late.
He's a lawyer too?
Ma'am, I was already a blood-sucking parasite. All I needed was a briefcase.
Great afternoon. Barry, I just got this huge tulip order for a wedding, and I can't get them anywhere.
No problem, Fanny. Just leave it to me.
You're a lifesaver, Barry. Can I help? Who's next? Who's next?
All right. Scramble, jocks. It's time to fly.
Thank you, Barry.
Vanessa and Barry shop.
Oh, that bee is living my life.
Let it go, Kenny.
When will this nightmare end?
Honey jocks fly.
Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo.
Beautiful day to fly.
Sure is.
Between you and me, I was dying to get out of that office.
It's alright.
Whoa! They dodge kites. The end.
Got to start thinking B, my friend. Thinking B.
Me?
Thinking B. Thinking B. Get far and start thinking B.
Gee.
Flying here and buzzing there.
I'm loving the views.
Listen to me, cousin. Every buzzer must use to be a bee.
Or not to be.
Start thinking bee.
Barry, you got no occupation.
What, you mean like pollination?
Hey now.
That's thinking bee.
Start thinking bee.
Listen to me, fella. Ain't you been on the tour? Kid, your stripes are black and yellow.
I just want to be sure.
To be a bee.
Start thinking bee.
Can I wait and see?
Barry, I've got to be.
Be a busy little bee, not a teasy little bee.
All right, wow. Hold it. Let's just stop for a second. Hold it. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry, everyone. Can we stop here?
Oh, Barry.
Look, I'm not making a major life decision in the middle of a huge musical production, though.
All right. Take 10, everybody. Wrap it up, guys.
I had virtually no rehearsal for that.